Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
There's so much water that's almost spilling.
Hi, Micah. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hi. Thank you so much. Hello.
Hi, Micah.
Sorry
how are you?
To your water talk. I'm very good. How are you? Thank you for pronouncing my name correctly. Wow.
Well, Micah, I take the world's people very seriously. I like to understand all cultures. And
I think she was talking to me.
No, she's talking to me. Yeah. Micah, I'm going to start fresh because it's a muddled beginning and we can edit this.
I was talking to myself.
Micah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. And you are coming to us, I'm told, from Amsterdam.
Yes.
Are you a native? Are you a native of Amsterdam? Is that where you're from?
Yes.
Oh.
Can you hear by my speech?
I'm not good at picking out various accents. So I wouldn't be able to listen to you and say, oh, that's an Amsterdamian accent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I do. I was in Amsterdam many years ago shooting a project, and it was one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. The architecture, the people, I was just stunned.
And you had good weather, I assume. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't have enjoyed it as much.
What makes you think I don't like bad weather? I like rainy weather. I like
feel
foggy
like
weather.
Your hair would get a little...
upset with bad weather? Oh yes, my hair absorbs moisture and then it gets even bigger.
Okay.
So, but okay, enough about me, Micah.
Yes.
It's very nice talking to you, and I'm looking at your right now, your beautiful Amsterdam home. Everything is very orderly and gorgeous. There's the natural woods, which one does find.
Yes.
In the northern realms of Europe. Micah, tell us.
And everywhere else in the world. They're called trees.
Please.
No, but ours are very specific.
Please, I've never been more on my game. And I can't believe you'd interrupt this incredible role. Natural woods, Micah.
I see you have those famous Dutch books.
I mean, you have fake wood.
Yes,
they're made out of paper.
Got it all.
Very nice.
You Dutch and your paper books. Go Kindle or get out, I say. Micah, let me ask you a little bit about yourself. You seem like a lovely person, full of energy, very young. Tell me what you do.
I work as a high fashion model.
Oh, my God. Oh. Well, that makes perfect sense. You are extraordinarily beautiful. So,
thank you.
You really are. She's gorgeous.
I can't stop looking at your cheekbones.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're not sure if it's like a filter or something, you know?
No. You're and how long have you been a high fashion model for? Is this a thing that you began doing very young?
Yes, I started when I was 13 and I'm 30 now, which is, I want to say, old within this industry.
Really?
So for a very long time.
Well,
and it used to be normal to be 13 and start modeling, which now doesn't happen anymore.
Oh, they don't do that? They make sure that people start a little later on?
Yes, there are rules now.
I think that's probably good. Well, I will pay you an obvious compliment that just on Zoom, stunning, and I don't see why Micah could not model for another 60 years.
Yeah.
You really do. You have beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, so
60 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
yeah.
The day you hit 90, though, you have to stop.
Yeah, at 90, you stop. And you
that's
put
the cutoff.
Or you go down the runway with a walker. So
what do you think I should do at 90?
At 90? Let's see.
Yeah, or I can retire then.
I would say paint over that natural wood. It's time.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just time to change it up a little bit when you hit 90. Just a nice thick coat of pink. Micah, fashion model. Have you modeled all around the world? Have you traveled a lot? Have you traveled to the great cities to model?
Yes. I used to live in New York for 6 or 7 years. That's actually when I first heard your guys' podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I usually when I have a job, I go to Paris or Milan or anywhere else within Europe at the moment.
Okay.
So, cool.
Are you
all around?
Are you tall? Many models have to be a certain height. How tall are you?
I'm 6 feet. Oh my, how tall are you?
Oh my Lord, I'm 6'4", but if I've got gel in the hair, I'm 6'7", 6'8". Yes, I am 6'4" tall. And
nice.
Thank you.
You're just
you thought about
I thought about modeling?
Sorry.
You know,
is that where you want to go?
Well, listen, Micah, I could use your advice. I do you think I have what it takes to be, I know that I'm a little long in the tooth, I'm an older gentleman, but do you think I could be a model? Do you think I have what it takes?
I think yes. I think also nowadays, you know, there's more diversity within age. I think you would be perfect. And you've compared yourself to Tilda Swinton, which I think is the most gorgeous human on this world.
Well, which one, me or Tilda Swinton? Think about it. Think about how long you
want
this interview to go on for.
It's a language barrier.
Hey! Very nice, Micah. Micah, you should become a diplomat. You should work for the United Nations. It was well done.
That's what I'll do when I'm 90.
I'm very long in the leg. I think that's helpful when you're a model. My legs are very, very long. Beautiful.
Yes, I think that would be perfect.
Beautiful long legs.
Like beautiful.
I don't know who said it.
Where do you find your jeans or your pants? Or do you have someone that elongates?
No, I'm able to. It's hard for me to get them off the rack. They have to be quite long. My very long. I'm just going to say sensual legs.
No. Wait,
did I say that? Or
legs
did
are sensual?
Well,
like, how is that?
Meaning my legs have senses and they enjoy food.
Oh. Okay.
They're sensuous.
And your legs eat?
Yes.
That's even more disgusting.
Little mouths on them. Okay.
Okay.
Micah,
have
this
you
guy.
Picked up food with your feet?
Yes, with my feet, and then I feed my legs. Micah,
Micah,
you know what? I'm going to blame you.
Yeah.
You're very beautiful and you're very funny, but you came on and you destroyed this podcast. And it was it's your fault. I think you did this.
Me, yeah.
Yeah, okay, it's all your fault.
I'll take the blame. No problem.
Thank you very much.
You're
we have
welcome.
That. Micah, I have to ask you a question because it's something that I'm naturally curious about. You are a very stunning person. And what's it like when you're walking around? I'm just imagining that guys would bother you all the time, and
no,
that would be annoying.
They don't. No, at this point, I'm almost, I don't want to say insulted because I don't want to be bothered, but also yes. No, I don't get stopped at all.
Do you think it's because they're intimidated?
No, I don't know.
I think it's, I mean, you're 6 feet tall and you look like a supermodel, and I think it would be it's a very confident man, I would think, that would walk up to Micah and say, hi, would you want to go get a burrito sometime? That was my opening.
The
that
burrito?
Was...
That's great.
You're not taking her to like a nice restaurant?
This was a line that I tried.
You were thinking of a long food.
His legs got to eat.
Tall food.
Yeah, a man's legs got to eat, Sona. A man's legs got to eat.
You need 6 feet for a burrito.
No,
they don't.
Really? Okay. I think it's intimidation. I think they would think there's no way that Mike is...
I don't know. I mean, that's what I tell myself to fall asleep. I'm not sure. I think so. I also your producer told me you have a resting bitch face. I think I might have the same thing.
Oh, you think I have a resting bitch
sorry.
Face?
Oh, sorry. No, I didn't. One of your...
Oh,
sorry.
Was it?
He does, though.
It's
I'm
okay,
sorry,
Blay.
You do.
No, but it's a good thing.
You know what's
that makes you a good model.
Yes. Yes. I think, look, I'm going to... I mean,
I'm not insulting you.
For people that are listening, you can always go look this up. But my natural face in the world is this.
It's that one.
It's that one that's turned away from me,
no,
or it's this
the
one?
Left, yes. The one on the left.
Thanks a lot.
Hi.
Thank you. Here we go. No, I was actually thanking you. Here we go.
Yeah.
Can you see it? Do I need to get closer? I don't know if this thing zooms or not. Here.
Maybe you can try.
No, something. You don't have to go that close. Not that close.
Maybe you can further. No. Can go further away. Maybe in the dark. God. This is good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the posture.
Sit down and they can zoom in on you if that's okay. Please sit down and they can zoom in on you.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. They're zooming in. Now do
okay.
it.
Wow.
Oh, thanks a lot, Micah.
What happens is
my natural face, and what happened when I lived in New York and I was doing the show is I'm always smiling on television. Doorman would see me and I was just neutral. My face was neutral, but this is my neutral face. And people were constantly saying, what's wrong, Conan? Why, you know, cheer up? And I was fine. I wasn't sad. I was just neutral. Why are you pulling
me? That's what happened.
No, I'm sorry. I was just, this is.
Well, okay.
Yeah. That's what happened.
Micah, that's just gravity. Now, you are genetically.
You were talking about before. You are
a 30-year-old supermodel and with a beautiful face, and you're talking to a man who is into his 90s, and the gravity is tearing at my face, tearing at it, shredding it. And so that's what's happening.
But maybe you've left too much in your life, you know? And they want to relax, so they want to hang. Like, in the downtime, your smile muscles just want to... Maybe.
Oh, that's weird.
Look at this guy. Do you like this guy better?
Oh, no.
Oh, God, I can't win. No. My confidence is destroyed.
Nice. Can you do it one more time?
Hi, how are you? Hi.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Micah.
I love it.
How are you?
Hi.
Nice to see you. My name's Conan, and I'd like to buy you a burrito.
Oh. Oh my God.
Jeez, the burrito again.
They're doing a zoom in on you now. I don't know if it helps. Yeah.
That's my favorite food, and you're somehow making it off-putting.
Well, Micah, I have to ask, because my yes. interest is peaked now. Are you in a relationship? Are you married? Is there someone in your life? Let's discuss.
I am in a relationship mm-hmm. with a man called Robert.
Is Robert also from Amsterdam, or did you meet him someplace?
He's also from Amsterdam, but we met on Bumble. Mm-hmm. And he said he would not have approached me in real life either, but that's because he has only dated women that are like 5 feet tall.
Mm. How tall is Robert? So,
he's 6'1".
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, but we're in a happy relationship. Oh. He's fine with my height, thank God.
Well, he's got an inch on you. That's fine. That's a 6'1". Yeah. And also, many women are happy with shorter men. Many men are happy with taller women. It takes
exactly.
all kinds.
They're making it a trend now, too.
Are
short
they?
King. It's like a thing online, right? I see Sona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yes? Yeah. Yeah. My dream, and my wife knows this, is to be with a woman who's like 3 feet taller than me. Having trouble finding one. Yeah. And that she carries me wherever we go.
Huh. Did you guys see the video of the tallest woman on earth and the smallest woman or person on earth? I'm not sure if it was women.
I have.
Each other?
Yeah, I have. So. I saw that video. Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, that was...
And they met each other accidentally. Cool. It was at a 7-Eleven.
At a burrito shop.
Yeah, they were reaching for the same Slurpee cup.
Slurpee?
I said Slurpee. I like to put a little shh in there. And that's my business.
All right.
You know, stop. You guys are like a jury constantly stopping me from...
I learned it from you, Dad.
Micah, you guys... So Robert sounds like a nice guy. Is he nice to you? That's
He's
the important
very nice.
Thing. Good.
He's super nice to me. Tonight, he was like, I know you're a bit nervous, so go take a nap. I'll cook dinner for you. Oh. He poured me a glass of sake. He made me a tea.
Wow.
Super nice. I'm borrowing his laptop.
That's
I wish I was in a relationship with Robert.
No, he sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
And he's tall.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Do you think the three of us would get along if we hung out? Because I intend to, you know, hang out with you guys at some point.
Weird.
I think you sounds weird to you, but it's Europe, so I know things can get weird.
I think the language barrier might be coming over.
Does Robert speak English?
Yes, he does.
Ah.
But he hasn't listened to your guys' podcasts.
Oh. He hasn't.
And I'm quite disappointed.
He won't listen. He hasn't, or he refuses to listen. You can be honest now. It's okay. This is a safe space.
Are you sure?
Well, no, I'm not. And it's not really a safe space. It never has
been. I'll take the risk.
Yeah, take the risk.
For up until now, he won't. But maybe...
He won't.
I think he can be convinced.
He won't, so...
He won't.
He won't. He's defiantly saying, I will not listen to that podcast.
It's a choice.
Yes.
It's an active choice.
It's a choice. Wow. Well...
Is it because of Conan or because of one of us?
Well, it's not because of you guys.
Oh!
It's because he doesn't
know
who we are.
Wait, now I hope Conan doesn't know who I'm talking to again.
It's okay. It's quite clear. You know what? Micah, I'm a mature adult and I can handle that someone is not a fan of mine and I'm deducing.
No, but I know you take it as a challenge. You know?
I do not. I like this guy, Robert. He clearly has excellent taste in choosing you. And so I respect his opinion, and I deduce that he is not a fan of my kind of comedy. Is that the case? You can just say yes or no.
I declare the fifth.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize you guys had the American
Constitution. You can't use our Constitution.
You're in Amsterdam. And
yeah. Didn't mean anything.
Keep your fucking hands off our Constitution. We barely can keep it under control here in America. And suddenly, I know what the problem is. You guys have it. I know why our system's breaking down. Our constitution's in Amsterdam. Micah, he's not a fan. Just say it. It's okay.
He's not a fan. I'm so sorry. It's okay. He's not a fan, but I feel bad because I think you're so nice.
Nice?
I sincerely think... Oh.
I mean, I am nice, but I consider myself a great comedic talent. Now, what is it he's...
Oh, okay. Sorry. So it's not about personality. It's about your talent. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So what are we left with? What is it? I'm going to dig deeper. What is it about my comedy that Robert does not enjoy? You can just say.
It's goofy.
Can you let her answer the question, please? You're leading the witness.
No, I'm sorry. Like, yeah.
Exaggerating.
Needy. Maybe give me a multiple choice answer. Yeah.
No, it's I'd like to get to the truth. I really would like to get to the truth.
No, okay. I'll be completely honest with you. I have discussed it today as well because, you know, it's... You know,
you'd be talking
you guys,
to me,
you know,
and this is a big night.
Why do I want to meet, you know? Yeah, he just thinks it's too much.
It's too much. I'm a little much.
You're trying too much.
Trying too much.
Yeah.
He likes probably more of like a quiet...
He likes more naughty. I asked him the word, he said naughty.
Naughty. He likes naughty.
But I think you're super respectful, and I think that's where... You know,
but I think what he's saying is he thinks that maybe I'm too hyper at times. My energy is too much. Maybe a neediness comes across, and he probably likes a quieter kind of Jacques Tati kind of comedy.
If you take this attitude, you will be perfect.
Yeah, he likes
just keep it
this something like it. This, which is
this
quieter
is nice.
And more relaxed and much less. Funny.
This is just what not Robert funny at all. Likes. He just likes non-funny comedy.
Yeah, I think the problem's with Robert. That's what I'm getting.
I think so, too. I mean, for the rest, he's great. This is just something we don't bond over.
Yeah, well, listen.
And to be honest, I put up an Instagram post for, like, friends, mm-hmm. like, asking, like, who of my friends is listening to Conan O'Brien, mm-hmm. Needs a friend. Mm-hmm. And no one replied.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But maybe I don't have many friends. I mean,
Can I tell you what's happened from my perspective, Micah? No. Micah, let me tell you what's happened from my perspective.
I just think you need better PR in the Netherlands. That's just what I think.
Oh. No.
Maybe you're not reaching beyond, you know, you need to. I
think I've been lured into a trap by a very beautiful woman. This is how it feels like to me, that there's this extraordinarily beautiful professional model named Micah who's charming and lovely, and she's a fan of mine. And she's talking to me, and the whole time she's leading me down an alley. And when we get to the end of the alley, she tells me, my boyfriend loathes you.
It's like a honey trap for your humility?
Yes, my friends have never heard of you. Everyone I know finds you disgusting and loathsome. You're like the creature.
Now you're putting words in my mouth.
You're like the creature at the end of The Substance.
That's true.
That's a compliment.
And you tricked me. You tricked me. You said, la,
you
la, la.
You asked me this question.
Let's get on this Amsterdam bicycle built for two and take a nice ride. Oh, no. What's happening? Oh, no. Poor Conan.
Let's throw you in the canal.
Yes.
but I'm talking to you. Is that not enough for you?
Nope.
Okay, now you hurt my feelings.
No,
you did.
No, I did not. I did not.
Yeah, you did.
I did not, Micah. I know your
the
feelings
Dutch
better.
Very direct. You should know that.
I can take it. I can take it. I'm not for everyone. I understand that. And I paint what I see. I am who I am, as Popeye said, a great Nordic figure.
I mean, you're hosting the Oscars. Like, you're fine. You're fine with that, Robert.
Oh, yeah. That's no one judges anyone on that job. That's going to be all of Amsterdam saying, sucked.
We don't even watch. That's even worse.
Nice.
I am kidding. I am so sorry. I'm kidding. I'm so
sorry. Hey, listen, I'm not Joe Oscar either. Take it easy. I don't work for the Academy. You know, it's a job. I'm getting $200. I'll do it.
Congrats.
Micah, I do think, how would I win over Robert? I know this is insane because I've won you over, and that should be enough for me because, again, you're extraordinary. There's a light coming off of you. You're a Renaissance painting, yet still I'm obsessive compulsive about now Robert is going to be the one I wake up thinking about and his disapproving face glaring at me 3 inches below my own face. 3 inches below my own face.
Yeah, you're taller than him. Feel good about that.
Somehow it doesn't,
It doesn't help?
It doesn't help?
No. Yeah, I'm taller than Brad Pitt. That doesn't help, you know?
Oh, yeah. I see.
Stronger than him, too. I fought him twice. I won once.
No, you're not stronger than
what's
him.
What's that?
You're not stronger than Brad Pitt.
I am stronger than Brad Pitt.
No, you're not.
If I fought Brad Pitt, I would win.
No, he would beat
He would call a bunch of people. Get in here, security. Help me.
That's how he talks, too.
What would your fighting style be?
Mine?
Running away?
Yeah.
No, my hands become like hoses. They're like whips. They whip. It's a whipping motion. You got me off track,
it's more
Micah.
It's like a slapping.
It's a slapping. I'm a slap fighter. I slap, I pinch, and I bite. I get on the floor, get my back on the floor so that I'm protected, and I kick and I bite and I scratch.
That's where you pull someone over you, right?
No, I don't do that. That would hurt my back. Micah,
I'm sorry.
You and I have a strange chemistry, and yet I've never been more in love. And I say that knowing I've been happily married now for quite a long time.
Yes.
But that marriage is over. I think it's you and I now.
I think Robert is not going to be very appreciative of the comment you've just made.
Yeah.
I'm really scared of Robert. Oh, boy, Robert. Robert doesn't like... I mean, listen, I'll handle Robert. Don't you worry about that. But I think it's you and I now.
What are you going to do to Robert?
What's that?
What are you going to do to Robert?
I'm going to overwhelm him with my high-energy comedy. I'm going to be so energetic, and he's going to be so put off by it that he's going to run away.
I think that would work.
My comedy would drive Robert away from your relationship. That's how bad my comedy is.
Yeah.
This is incredible. God. This is a massacre.
Yeah, it
is.
She didn't even need to tell you she posted on Instagram and none of her friends commented.
You know, you didn't need to.
But she did.
Micah, you didn't need to mention that.
I'm just a gal.
And Conan, one other thing. I went to an orphanage.
No, children
don't have parents. And I said, does anyone want a parent? And they all said, yes, please. And then I said, it will be Conan O'Brien. And they said, no, we live our lives alone with no money and food. Did you know that, Conan?
I think, again, now it's a cultural difference. I was trying to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You need more fans in Amsterdam or in the Netherlands. And I don't know, maybe there's people that can help you with that.
I'm considered a god in Finland. Did you know that? Finland. The Finns love
me. Yeah, that's great. I'm happy for you.
Wow. Micah, you're a lot of fun. You really are.
Yeah, all-timer.
All joking aside, you are a lot of fun and very funny.
I do feel bad.
Why?
No, because I am very appreciative. I am very appreciative of your podcast. It has helped me through, you know, dark and fun times.
Yeah. Well, dark and fun times. I'm glad I was there to help you through fun times. I'm having so much fun.
That's a compliment.
I don't know how I'm going to make it. Conan will balance things out.
Let me listen to something that'll bring me down a little.
I need a downer.
You're
I'm
making,
too happy.
You're making fun of your one Dutch fan.
I know.
Yeah.
You have to listen, hold on to her.
Micah.
Micah,
yes. You are my one Dutch fan, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm lucky.
You need to be nice to me.
I know. Unless it's complicated because I know you have feelings for me. I can tell. It's probably the only reason you reached out. Robert, if he exists, I don't think he does. I think that's made up. I mean, there couldn't be a guy who doesn't like Conan. Doesn't
find
funny.
Out.
It's not possible. Our lines are lighting up. Micah,
shouldn't you do like a spin-off, like Conan O'Brien needs or is looking for a whatever, like hater? I don't know.
Oh, a hater.
Yeah.
You mean instead of a fan? Well, that's what this. I mean,
I think that's your purpose.
You called in as a fan to quickly reveal.
Yes, sir, I'm a fan.
To quickly reveal that your most important relationship's with a hater, and then to talk mostly about
not
him.
A hater.
Please.
Yes, we did.
Where is he now, this Robert? Is he there?
He's upstairs.
Yeah, I bet.
I just want to see him.
No, I don't want to see him.
What if he's so buff?
I know, and handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
he's really handsome, isn't he? I bet he's really handsome.
I'm not responding fast enough. I feel like that took me too long.
Oh, now you're taking him down a peg. I love this. Wow.
But maybe this is my character flaw. I do
she
apologize.
She is intimidating.
No, but he is handsome, but in a particular way.
Yeah,
he's
I get
very,
it.
He's very... he's almost too beautiful to even describe. No, but he's like 3% Neanderthaler blood. I don't know what that means, but I feel like you can see it somehow in his face. Mm. Like he's very...
Did you say Neanderthal?
Yeah, I did.
Does he... have the ability to make stone tools. Is he envious of your use of fire to cook me?
No. I'm more practical than him, and I don't think I have Neanderthaler blood.
Mm. I didn't see this part of the conversation coming
this
at all.
Really no. took a turn.
Yeah, there's no way.
The,
if you
the DNA test?
Mm. Yeah, so he's...
You know the percentage thing?
Yeah, yeah. So he's part Neanderthal. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Micah,
so
you chose well. It's a good ad for Bumble.
Yeah, he chopped all this wood.
He's constantly pulling your apartment apart so he can burn it to cook mastodon. Micah, I want us to be friends because I really... first of all, we're height compatible. I think both of us... I am, you know, you are a supermodel in your world. I think as men go, I'm considered quite, fill that in later. And then, just whatever, use AI.
Delusional.
Delusional. but Micah, it's been really nice talking to you. And if our paths cross someday, I know we're going to get to the bottom of this very strange relationship we have. And it is a relationship. Yeah. It's a three-way relationship now. It's you, it's Robert, and it's myself. And this has to be resolved somehow. I don't, okay. You know, we have to
I'll
figure this
him.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a long...
And we'll buy a houseboat together.
I've heard this
the
come on
us.
Before. I've had other people offer to buy a houseboat with me in Amsterdam, and I was tricked. And I know you're secretly talking to Flea.
Maybe you need a local.
Yeah.
to help you out with this
situation.
Yes.
Yes. Well, Micah, do you have a question
difficult.
For me before we go? Because sometimes...
Well, I don't think so.
I don't think so? Okay, yeah, we've gone on too long, I think. Okay. Yeah. I can't... And I can't take any more punishment. The question is probably something like, you know...
It would have been nice.
Does your face hurt because it's killing
you,
me?
It would have been nice.
Micah, I
Thank
really
you
like talking
to
you.
Me.
You're very funny and you're very cool. And I'm rooting for you, and guess what? For Robert, I think he probably has very good taste in comedy. He's a wise man, so yes. Listen to him. Okay.
I hope he'll listen to this.
Well, his choice. Yeah. His all choice. Right. You take care.
Thank you so much. Nice talking.
Nice
to
talking
you all.
To you too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Jeff Ross, and Nick Liao. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Supervising producer, Aaron Blaird. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Get 3 free months of SiriusXM when you sign up at SiriusXM.com/Conan. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.